I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes.
The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks.
Fam, I am back at almost 100%. As you can tell by now, my voice is still a little bit gone, but I'm almost there. It's almost back, and I have missed so much Love Island. I am like trying to catch up with everything, but I got sick. I went to Nashville. It was so much fun. That was the secret place that I was, that I alluded to in the last grafting episode. And that's where I got freaking COVID for the second time. Like, are you kidding me? I'm vaxxed, all that. Like, and let me just tell you, apparently this COVID, the one that I got, it was like the Omicron one, worse than the original one. Absolutely worse. Like, I was, like, I'm a workaholic, if that's not a secret already, with me covering every, you know, type of Love Island franchise every single day and all the other stuff I do for Core. But, like, I literally couldn't work. That's how like sick I was. It was bad. But I am feeling a lot better, and tomorrow will officially be 10 days since I got the positive test. So I'll be able to at least go out into humanity, which will be really cool. But we have so much to catch up on, and because I was sick and I had to miss so much, I am just going to keep going ahead with Love Island UK because we're getting so close to the end. Don't worry, I'm keeping track of Love Island USA. I'm still going to recap it. I just need to catch up for like my own sanity so that I feel a little bit more like organized. Today's breakdown is breakdown of Love Island UK episodes 45, 47, and 49, which is ITV episodes 40, 42, and 43. So we start this episode with Ella basically telling Ty, you need to like completely shut off anything with Ella B. Even though in this conversation, like he agrees, like, okay, yeah, I'll shut it down even further if that's possible. She still walks away from this conversation, walks into the villa bedroom where she meets Ella B face to face. They're alone in the bedroom. And also, before I get into this confrontation, I just want to make a note. Ella B, this is still her first day, okay? This is her first day. She's a late stage She's a late season bombshell. She's coming in. She's very confident, but like, so is Ella T. This was such mean girl stuff. And also, it shows Ella's insecurities in her relationship with Ty. And listen, I'm not saying that she shouldn't be, you know, insecure about her relationship with Ty. She probably should be. This is his, you know, first relationship, and he doesn't have the best track record in the villa. But you've got to get to a point where you either trust him or you don't. And if you don't, end it. It's as simple as that. But they meet face to face in the bedroom, and like, she immediately just goes into Ella B. She's just like, babe, what's this about Ty? And she just answers matter-of-factly. She's like, me and him do have a history. We've spoken for quite a few years now. I have made it clear that, like, I do fancy him. And she's like, he said to you he was closed off and he's not interested. Like, the fact that she feels that she has to say that on his behalf is not a good sign. And she goes on and says, yeah, and you also told him that it was going to be a battle of the Ellas. And Ella B's just like, yeah, listen, dude, I go after what I want. And Ella T's like, honestly, do you, babe? I get it. But why is my name even in your mouth when you're talking about yourself? First of all, your name was in her mouth because you both are on a national TV show, an internationally streamed TV show at that, where everybody who is on this show is dating everybody else. And so there's going to be conversations. That's why. Also, this is a genuine question. Has anybody who is listening to this ever, like, not ironically told somebody, and you're an adult, like, if you were a kid, this doesn't count, but have you ever actually said to someone, like, keep my name out of your mouth? Like, I feel like I've only seen that in movies and TV shows. It's just such a over-the-top statement. I don't think Ella is a mean girl. I think that she has her own insecurity issues with Ty, and she needs to work on that with Ty. Don't work it out on Ella B. This is not Ella B's fault. And she goes on to claim Ella B is planting doubt in Ty's mind, and it's just like, they're literally inches away from each other's faces, and it's just so much. And again, this is Ella's first day in the villa, whereas Ella T has been in the villa since the beginning, and it's just not a good look. This would have been my error of the game if, I mean, there's so many errors in these episodes. It was honestly hard to pick just one. And then Ella T's like, I would never go head to head with a girl for a man. And I'm like, that's literally what you've been doing all summer. And it's being filmed and streamed internationally, babe. I mean, but okay, you do you. And Ella B is just like, dude, it was a bit of banter. I don't want any beef. I don't want drama. I'm sorry you took it that way. She seems genuine. She's like, I didn't want to upset you. Listen, I'm a girl's girl. I'm not a bitch. And Ella T's like, that's not how it sounded, but okay. And I'm just like, dude, at least once you start, and she did, Ella T initiated this conversation, all right, which is already an error. Like, she came at her so hard out of nowhere. They're alone. At least accept the apology. Again, even if you don't think it's genuine, it's just do it. I dare you. Mitch and Abby talk, and she's not happy. She gets pretty mad at Mitch for perking up when Ellaby walked past him outside. Abby wants to know if Mitch is, like, genuinely interested in getting to know Ellaby, and he tells her he's not sure. And this is where we see Abby start to make a really big error. She starts to push him more and be like, well, I need to know. Like, basically, like, make a decision now, even though they just, like, had gotten off of their date. Like, let him cook. You know what I'm saying? But because she keeps pushing him for an answer, he ends up going from, I don't know if I want to get to know her, to, I actually do want to give Ellaby a chance. So, like, Abby, baby girl, what are you doing? You have to play it cool in situations like this. Yes, it's annoying, but this is part of the game. But then Abby immediately goes off and breaks off whatever little thing she had with Scott. I think that's an error. And then Mitch and Ellaby chat, and he asks her what bikini she's going to wear tomorrow. And she's like, it'll be a thong because you're going to get an eyeful. Once again, chef's kiss, bombshell behavior. You just love to see it, folks. You just do. Then we get a text. Ellaby and Josh, it's time for you to make a big decision. They both must steal an Islander to couple up with. Ellaby steals Mitch, and Josh steals Jess. At this news, Mitch scrunches up his face in every possible way. I mean, lips, cheeks, eyes, forehead, chin, everything is eyebrows, squish, 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 scrunch. Everything scrunched up, and this was my face play of the game. Immediately after he steals Jess, Josh goes after Sammy to talk to him, and Sammy's just like, chat to you in a minute, chat to you in a minute, chat to you in a minute, and just like shushes him off or whatever, shooes him away. He's like walking furiously away from Josh while saying this. And then Sammy begins to lose it, which was just honestly fun to watch as he's put Jess through this a million times. It's like, well, now you finally get a little bit of your own medicine, buddy. But Jess sees this from across the villa, and she's not happy. She is like yelling at Sammy from across the villa that he's being disrespectful. And they're such an interesting pair. Ellaby and Mitch talk again, and he tells her that Abby's reaction to their whole, you know, date and him, you know, having his head a little bit scrambled after said date is turning him off. And then we end this night with Mitch telling the boys that Abby gave him the ick. Not the ick, folks. Not the ick. No. And then in the morning, when Abby goes up to the bedroom and tries to kiss Mitch, he swerves her. And I just like, oh, that's so... Jess tells the girls that she's only entertaining Josh to make Sammy jealous, and they're like, no, 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 you gotta shut that down. And Jess is like, well, fine, but I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. And I'm like, you know what? I don't either, Jess. You do you, okay? You've been through enough. And then Lachlan tells Whitney that Mitch told the boys last night that Abby gave him the ick, and Whitney's like, what? Abby's just frustrated. She's just like talking to the girls, and then Whitney, knowing this new information, is like, okay, I gotta tell you something. And Abby's like, just give it to me straight. And she's like, so Mitch said he got the ick. And to my surprise, actually, Abby, you know, she didn't like break down crying or anything, which I feel like in this type of environment, getting that type of news, I mean, I would. She was just like, okay, so it's over. And Whitney's like, no, 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 I don't think it's over. Like, she's like, don't go that far. I do at this point. But Whitney's like, just slow your roll, okay? She starts talking about cracking on with Scott. And the girls, I don't know why they were giving this advice. They're like, no, 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 you can't now, you can't now. I think that was bad advice. And thankfully, we see that Abby goes against that later. Abby and Mitch are having a pretty serious chat. And of course, Ty, the shit stirrer he is, dares Ellaby to go and interrupt them. And I'm just like, I mean, she does it. And by the way, to no avail, like they both deny her because they're so obviously in the middle of a conversation. And she comes back and was like, oh, that was the worst advice ever. Like, yeah, no shit. Like, Ty's not going to give you good advice. He wants to win. But back at the chat with Abby and Mitch, Abby's just like, listen, I can't do this. And you know, even as we can like so obviously see Mitch's interest in her waning with every convo, he's still like stringing her along and telling her stuff like, I still like do think about you. It's like, it's not totally over between us when it's so obviously over between them. So he's like stringing her along and telling her, you know, they're not done. And then he says, listen, if you need to make a decision now, do it. But if you can hold on, hold on. Next episode, episode 47, we get Josh, you know, letting Josh down very nicely that, you know, she's full on with Sammy. Sorry, like, I can't get to really know you anymore. Ella B and Ella T clear the air, thankfully. Ella B then tells Ella T what Ty said about it being a shame that that was their last kiss, referring to their first conversation when she came into the villa, and they were talking about how she was, you know, kissing his face a few months ago. And Ella T is like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Then we officially get Mitch telling Ella B that he wants to cut it off with Abby and fully pursue her. I put error of the, there's so many as I scroll, there's so many error of the game question mark. This was one of those. I'll have to pick, but this was one of them. It was just like, dude, you've already recoupled so many times. Now it's recoupling time. And the girls get to pick. So Whitney picks Locken, Katie picks Uzi, Ella picks Ty, Jess picks Sammy, Molly picks Zach, Ella B picks Mitch, Abby picks Scott, and during her speech, she totally shades Mitch. Amber and Josh are the only Islanders left, therefore making them a couple. And then guess what happens? After the recoupling, Ella and Ty start fighting. I love when we see new things that have never happened consistently throughout the season. It's my favorite. But they're fighting about the comment he made to Ella B. And I gotta say, I'm fully on Ty's side with this. He's like, I like you, but if you can't, like, trust me, then this is going nowhere. Totally agree. Ty then pulls Ella B to make sure he has all his facts straight about what was said. And then immediately when he gets the confirmation from Ella B, he goes back to Ella T. And then guess what, guys? They start fighting again. I know that was... I know some of you who are listening to this, maybe you're in your car, you're walking, you probably like stop. What? No. And just were like mouth agape, like, what's going on? I totally get that. So I just want to give you a little time to, you know, catch your breath. I know I probably shocked you there.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with Me Undies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in.
A little bit. This is why this is such an error on Ella T's part of getting so, you know, obsessed with this comment, you know, not treating Ella B nicely, not just trusting her dude, because he tells the boys that if it wasn't for the stupid fight, he was going to tell her that he loved her that night. And then we get to episode 49. Oh my gosh. Okay, this episode, I'm just going to say it now. This was the best Snogmary pie that I've ever seen in all 10 seasons. This was so, I mean, we'll get to it, but like, just know that off the bat. Mitch pulls Abby to let her know that her recoupling speech was shitty. And then this motherfucker goes, I was going to pick you if I was the one who was picking. And she's just sitting there just looking at him like, what the hell is this guy on? And he says no one compares to her. I mean, messy Mitch is here to stay. Does he just, he does not think before he speaks. He even says, I see a future with you on the outside, not Ella B. And it's like, yeah, movie night may be over, but we're going to see something in a couple episodes on. Kind of comes back in a way. So I feel like that's probably why he thought he could be that reckless, because movie night was over and he didn't expect that the grafties were coming. At the end of the night, Ella B finally just tells Mitch, I don't want to be in a love triangle. All right. So either you figure it out, I'm going to give you till tomorrow to figure it out, or I'm on to the next. Then Mitch goes to Zach and is like, JK, not actually into Abby anymore. Want to fully pursue Ella B. And Zach's like, cool, cool, cool. Just don't change your mind again in 10 minutes. And he's like, yeah, sure, bro. Ella B and Abby chat, and Abby tells her what Mitch said after the recoupling the other night. And dude... they both are just like, they both mouth fully open, gasp, are you kidding me? What is this guy on? But after Abby tells her what Mitch said about him seeing a future with Abby on the outside and not Ella B, she's like, that's funny, because after the recoupling, when me and Mitch talked, he was like, you know, stroking my leg and playing with my hair, and said that me picking him finally gave him clarity on this whole situation. They're both just like, snaky, snaky boy.
And then Whitney gets a text that it's time for Snog Mary Pie. Dude, okay, let's just get into this. This was so good. Let's just start off with Zach, okay? He's one of the first ones to go. This crazy boy goes and kisses Katie. And Molly has to physically turn herself away from them kissing because she is just like, how is this happening? This was my era of the game. This was wild. And Molly will go on to explain why this was so wild. And I get why she was upset. He could have picked anybody else to kiss. Like, let's be honest. And the only slack that I give Zach is Snog Mary Pie. The vibe of it changes by season. It really does. Because sometimes, let's say the girl's in a couple with a guy and a guy chooses to kiss the girl he's in a couple with, but marry somebody else. There have been seasons where that pisses the girl off in the couple more. And again, then we have seasons like right now where these girls wanted to be kissed over being the one who got the ring. So you do have a big disadvantage if you are going first because it's a little bit more tricky to figure out what the vibe is. And Zach going first, like, obviously we'll hear this later, he played it a little bit too literally, but this is just going to cause so many problems between him and Molly. After he's done doing his Snog Mary Pie, he asks the boys if Molly's fuming, and they're like, yeah, dude, yeah. Mitch goes, it's his turn, snogs Ella B, marries Katie, and pies Abby. This was just so mean. Ugh, I hated it. It made me feel bad things deep in my tummy, uncomfortable things. Watching this, my mouth is on the floor. I'm just like, this is so good, and we're not even halfway through yet. And when Mitch comes back from pieing Abby, like, all the Islanders are shook. Even Sammy says, for a girl that wanted nothing but you, and his reply was so dumb. He's like, oh yeah, holding hands and cuddling with Scott today? She thinks she's done nothing wrong. I'm like, dude, it is not the same situation. I know he so badly wants to make it that the same situation, but it's not. She went about it very respectfully. Like, obviously she's not handling it as well as he did when Abby was getting to know Scott. Abby's not handling it as well when he's getting to know LB, but it's not the same thing as you telling two people two different things, stringing them both along, giving them both hope. Like, it's not the same thing, dear. Then when it's Sammy's turn, he pies Whitney for that one time she voted him and Jess as the least compatible couple. And immediately after getting pied with, like, whipped cream all over her face, she says, it's giving bad, bitch. I mean, this woman is a reality TV icon. What am I going to do when the season ends? She's TV gold. She's giving Ek and Sue level of entertainment. Like, I need this woman in my life on my TV consistently. When it stops, where am I going to get that drip, drip, drip of Whitney content? Now it's time for the girls to go. And I loved this. Molly, Jess, Ella, Abby, and Amber all marry Lachlan. So it looks like we're not seeing some sweet good boy play that Lachlan is obviously doing for all the girls in the villa. I would love to see some of that. Molly pies Mitch, but really hits him with it. I was like, dang. Then Jess surprise pies Mitch. And dude, this was so good because she was able to, like, play it very well. Like, it looked like she was legitimately about to pie a different guy, and then she just went in. That it's LOB's turn, and she snogs Sammy because he's her homeboy from Kent? What? Why did we not know about this until now? Why was it all... Who else does LOB know? First was Ty, now Sammy? They're homeboys? What? And then even LOB pies Mitch. Like, Ella B wanted to pie Ty, but instead she chose to pie Mitch because of all of this tomfoolery he's been indulging in. Then Whitney pies Zach because she feels he's taking the easy way out by being with Molly, and both Molly and Zach are like, huh?
Ella pies Uzi because she already pied him once, so what's another one? Then Katie goes and Katie kisses Zach. They both kissed each other. Dude, I screamed. And Zach tries to hide his nervous laughter behind Scott, but it doesn't work. And it makes him look worse. And Molly is just like livid.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Then we get an ITM of Uzi saying that it bothered him what Katie said after she snogged Zach, saying that she enjoyed their kisses when they were a couple. And dude, don't listen. I love you, Katie, but you do not mess with my Uzi, okay? Nobody puts Uzi boy in a corner, okay? It's Abby's turn, and when I say she gets to pie Mitch, each one of the girls specifically, their pies were so good. The technique, again, Jess doing like a surprise one. We see later Amber does a double pie on Mitch with two on both sides of his face. Like, oh, so good. But Abby pies him, says he's a game player, playing two girls at once. And Mitch immediately goes, isn't that what you did? And Whitney yells, at least she's winning. That was the best Snog Mary pie I've ever seen. I don't know how anybody's going to top it, because usually with this game, the Islanders are like in pretty strong couples when they play this game. And for this to have so much drama and not for everybody to play it safe was so much fun. Absolutely loved it. But after Snog Mary pie, a lot of fallout. Molly's not okay with Zach and Katie kissing each other in the challenge. She is visibly upset. Zach is expressing how much he fucked up to the boys, says it was an honest mistake, and then we get this night montage of the Islanders getting ready. And there's a shot of Uzi sitting all by himself outside on a day bed, just looking into the distance, deeply thinking. It goes to Mitch in the villa, and he says to the boys that Uzi is very upset because he won't come inside and won't talk to anybody. And I literally love this man. The fact that when he's upset, he doesn't get angry and yell, or he's not passive aggressive. He literally self-isolates and deeply thinks and is quiet. I mean, this is my dream, man. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, please, if you have any love for me at all, if you any care, any shred of anything for me positive, you will message and comment on Uzi's profile that he needs to come on the podcast. Obviously, I respect him and Katie's relationship, but let's just say the majority of Love Island relationships don't work out. He honestly does seem like the most, like, I think it was even Whitney who does an ITM in this episode where she says, like, yeah, Uzi looks like a fuckboy, but he is, like, actually a lover boy. Yeah, because she decided to marry him in the challenge, right? Yes. In the ITM, that's when she said, like, he's one of the only ones here who, like, legitimately wants marriage. And while, yeah, he does look like a fuckboy, he is anything but. If Whitney says it, I believe it. He's just, like, sitting outside and looking straight into the distance because he's upset about the thing that Katie said, because he genuinely likes her. So at night, Molly gathers Katie and Whitney to kind of sort out all this drama, you know, gather the facts before she goes and talks to Zach. And Katie's honest with Molly. And when asked if Zach's giving her eyes, she hesitates for, like, a good few seconds and then says, I don't know, Millie, maybe I'm reading the situation wrong. And Molly's like, all right. Then we get a scene of Zach telling the boys that, again, he took the game too literal. But before we try and conclude anything that goes on with them, Mitch pulls Abby, apologizes for hurting her feelings. And they both completely are done with each other. Like, wow, that was fast. I do not think this was such a bad move on Mitch's part. I still love the guy. I think he's so entertaining. But this gameplay is not going to endear him to the fourth audience in general. Uzi then pulls Katie. He says he feels mugged off because of her comment about enjoying Zach's kisses when they were in a couple. And he makes a fantastic point here saying she wouldn't be happy with him if he had made a comment like that. I literally said out loud, so true, Uzi. You tell her. And he says, like, listen, those comments hurt me. And even though she does apologize, her response is, oh, really? And then she like pouts her bottom lip. I'm like, okay, don't patronize him. Then Molly and Zach chat, and she again asks why he kissed Katie. He says, listen, I played the game too literally. And then he makes the same mistake of nervous laughing during this conversation, which prompts Molly to just get up and walk away. She's pissed. Molly goes to the girls to vent, and Zach, you know, grabs her after a few minutes of her and the girls talking. And he says to the girls, I don't know what you guys are trying to feed her. They're all like, "What? We're not feeding her anything." And thankfully, when Molly and Zach do sit down to chat, she does say, like, listen, they weren't feeding me anything. They get straight into it. He apologizes for his nervous laughter. She says, if she had played the game literally, there is no one else in the villa she would have wanted to kiss. Meaning he did want to kiss Katie. And he's like, no, 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 no. She says she thought that at this point in the process, he would have thought more about her feelings for these types of things. And he's just, I mean, she's making so many good points. And he's just kind of like, And she's just genuinely upset. And we end on them, you know, not concluding anything. We shall see. My MVP this episode was Ella B again. She was my MVP last episode. The reason she's my MVP is because she is a late season bombshell who managed to steal an OG Islander and get this OG Islander to turn his head. That's impressive. It don't get much better than that, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't have a play of the game. There weren't very many. There were just so many errors. Maybe there was a play, but like I was just, I mean, the errors were clouding my judgment. Let me get you some gains before we go. Your top three Instagram gains in the past 24 hours are Abby, who gained 6.3K for a total of 80.8K. This is her first time being in the top five gains chart. Very impressive. And of course, my boy Uzi's in second, gaining 6K for a total of 173K. And in third is Scott, who gained 5K for a total of 137K. Your top three Instagram chart is Katie at 1.3 million, Molly at 343K, and Ella at 293K. And your top three TikTok is unchanged. Katie with 1 million TikTok followers, Molly at 915.4K followers, and then Cody Casaboy at 331.8K followers. I will see you guys tomorrow. This was your breakdown of Love Island episodes 45, 47, and 49, which again is ITV episodes 40, 42, and 43. This has been Grafting with Grace Ann.